Today on Language Snacks, we take a look at the expression get cold feet. Let's listen to the dialogue.
Are you getting ready for the big show tonight? Have you been practicing your singing?
I'm really nervous. I have to sing all on my own in front of hundreds of people. I don't think I can do it.
You have to do it. You prepared really hard. You can't get cold feet now.
No, you're right. I must try to be more confident.
When people have to do something very important, they sometimes become very nervous. If you feel really nervous, you might even think about not doing that important thing at all. In those situations, we say that you get cold feet. Some people feel nervous and unsure, like this, when they are considering changing their job or moving house. Sometimes people even get cold feet on their wedding day. The expression might originate from the army, when soldiers would use their frozen feet as a reason not to go into battle.
我们要上台演讲，但却怯场了。这时候你可以用 get cold feet 来形容当时紧张的心情。人们会 get cold feet 的场合还有很多，比如换工作、搬家，甚至是婚礼上。凡是重要的场合，人们都有可能会产生退缩的畏惧心理，就会 get cold feet。 有人说这个表达起源于士兵因为手脚冰凉作为理由而不上战场，这倒是个挺蹩脚但又挺管用的借口。So,
do you ever get cold feet when you need to do a presentation in class? And that's